Star FM's Brad and Mandy.
Brad, we've spoken a bit about ghosts before, like whether we believe in them or not, etc. And recently this happened, which kind of made us steer more towards believing them.
My uncle actually passed away, and when he was a kid, he used to sneak into the bathroom when my nan was having a shower, or his mum. He'd turn down the radio because she'd listen to the radio while she was in the shower. Once he passed away, every time she showered from then on, the radio would turn down to zero.
No, it didn't. Well, there is someone in Gippsland who is known as a bit of a ghost whisperer. She's holding the Haunted Hills Tours in Yallourn North, and her name's Tegan Dawson, and she's here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning, Brad and Mandy. It's great to see that you've recovered from the ghost fever.
Oh, mate, I'm not recovered. I've still got the tingles.
Wait, firstly, tell us, are there any ghosts in the room right now?
I'm not really able to pick them up myself.
Okay.
But I don't think there's any symptoms of it here.
Okay.
No.
Nothing spooky going on yet.
I'd hope not. Well, tell us about what you do and how you got into this type of profession.
So what I'm doing is telling stories that are mysterious and unexplained from the Yallourn North area.
Ooh.
And Yallourn. I grew up in a house that was born in Yallourn. That's Ooh. The term they use.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
And it was raised in Leongatha. So I've always had that.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the house was made in Yallourn, and then when the town closed, it was moved, and a lot of the town's buildings were moved, and, like, buildings were brought down and bricks were moved.
Okay.
Yeah, so they call it born in Yallourn and raised somewhere else.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm still trying to find out what street it was on.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the scary experiences that you share with others.
Some of the scary experiences is the legend of the Haunted Hills.
Ooh.
And I've looked into it a lot more, so I've got more information than just what's out there. And a lot of people will dismiss the idea of the Haunted Hills as the coal and gas in the ground.
Oh, okay.
But we've got coal and gas seams that go all the way from Yallourn through to Lakes Entrance up to Orbost. It's a very big coal seam. So it's interesting that the only place that the cattle startled is on the Haunted Hills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spookville.
And they disappeared, didn't they?
Yes. Some of them were never found again. there's a rumour that the cattle that stampeded nearly took out Moe one time.
Whoa.
What?
Now, obviously, you must have a lot of skeptics with this kind of business. How do you deal with people like that?
Well, I think everybody's entitled to believe what they want to believe. And, you know, providing it's not harmful to society, that we can all come together. And I think that people who are skeptics are going to enjoy it just for the sake of breaking down the story and working out what makes sense, like the coal seam and the gas.
Yeah, I mean, because I can get like that sometimes with spooky stories. I'll be like, hang on, wait, I need to make sense of it. Because, you know, I think it's just a natural human thing to want to make sense of everything.
Yeah.
But then again, I've got another side of me that's like, hang on, we can't make sense of everything. We only have this little brain. We can't know everything that goes on. So I'm kind of in two minds about it and can't help but question it sometimes. But, yeah, I'd love to actually witness something spooky, as long as it's not at night. You know what I get like in the dark, Brad.
I know what you like during the daytime. It's bad enough.
Well, tell us about the Haunted Hills tours. Like, what can people expect from them?
Well, it goes for about an hour and a half, and we walk around starting at the Brown Coal Mine Museum, which is absolutely a fascinating place to be in just without any extra paranormal stories or things.
Mm.
I'm willing to answer questions to the skeptics because I think that just providing they don't kill the story.
Mm. Yeah. Now, there's a whole heap of these tours on. The Yallourn North Haunted Hills tours are on from Feb right through to the end of the year. And you can make group bookings as well, which would make for a really interesting birthday party, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in heading along to one, visit hauntedhillstours.com. Tegan, thanks so much for joining us. We'll definitely be heading along to one of the tours.
It'd be great to see you guys.
Brad and Mandy, weekday mornings from 6 on Star FM.